And as always, we would like to thank Arts Council England for their support for this event and for the whole festival. So just to give you a quick introduction before I introduce Tony onto stage, Being Heard is an opportunity to hear some of the writing by young people working with practitioner Tony Cook through Ledbury Poetry Festival's community programme. The writers are living with or supported by the Supported Housing for Young People project in Herefordshire. Our performers today are Brandon, Chantelle, Dom, Jake, Jess, Sadie and Sophie, but the performance also features the work of Meg and Melissa. So please welcome Tony onto stage to tell you a bit more about the project.
Thank you very much for coming today. Just to let you know, I've run six sessions with this group, and they've done some wonderful writing in Hereford Library to bring some of their writing to Ledbury Poetry Festival. Ledbury Poetry Festival and I have worked together for a number of years, and we are encouraging young people who wouldn't normally access arts provision to begin to start having their voices heard. So over time, we've done a number of performances over the last few years with the support from Ledbury Poetry Festival. So today is kind of like a smorgasbord, a little kind of selection of some of their best pieces of writing. We've also got for you some films that are poetry films. A new one, which is all haiku-based, featuring in and around Ledbury. We also have some films with other young people's poetry in them. Also, because some of our young people have found rap as a better way of communicating, we also have three original raps for you today. And I just need to let you know that there are one or two swears during the next hour. When I say one or two, I think it's about 29. So I hope you're not offended. None of them are in there for shock value. They're just there because they were the right word to use in the poems or in the raps. So you won't hear anything again from me. I need to say thank you to Rich and to Kai, who've made the films for this project, to Murph from Livewire, who supported us with the music aspect, and just again to thank Ledbury Poetry Festival, to Stu and to Bill, who've helped us this morning, and obviously to Philippa, because you've had the whole morning here just to relax, to make this event accessible for us. So thank you very much.
Sweat pours off my face as I stand under the light, feeling so nervous.
Anxiety sucks. Energy, adrenaline, makes me powerful.
My life is scary. Everything I do scares me. How do I stop it?
The haze in my eyes, glossed over like a demon, red like a ruby.
Nervous to perform, enjoying it from the stage, felt relieved once done.
I want confidence. I don't know how to get it. How shall I get it?
So how does it feel to be able to relate? Know that life is too short.
His friend is asleep. He looks at him lying there. He's filled with concern.
Friendships are meant to be treasured and not broken. Let's stand together.
What is my passion? Art, expression, and drawing. It fills a big void.
My time has now come. I know what I have to do. I want to be free.
White-lined blank pages, time to create and enjoy. The pen does the work.
The pen and paper, writing, it is who I am, my identity.
Writing's easiest. It hides all the cold feelings. It helps my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity is my whole world. Nothing can stop me from success.
One line at a time. All the words are spilling out. I now feel relieved.
Performing kills me. Shakes me up like a broke leaf.
I struggle to write. Words don't come easy to me. The mood must be right.
The pen can help me. Putting my thoughts on paper helps to release it.
Haikus are so hard because you have to find the correct syllables.
Haikus are too hard. Ideas impossible. Nothing there at all.
A lyrical mess. The words reside in my head. It keeps my life sane.
Get to Ledbury, the poetry festival. I can't write like this.
Finding it hard to find the correct words to say, however I will. Looking at my walls, getting the inspiration that I need to write.
A day of filming. A camera in my face. I do not like this.
Writing always helps. Changes me as a person. I'm glad I found it.
I'm improving to better myself daily and succeed in life.
Lost in my own mind, struggling to unlock it. The door is shut tight.
The words elude me, escaping, hiding from me. They need to pour out.
Painting. Rubbing the paint from brush to paper, feeling the paint between the grains of my fingers. Scraping across with any tools I can find is the ways of my life and the peace in my mind. The colours I choose show the emotions I hide, creating emotion in my fantasy find. The journey across from the depths of my mind, but as soon as the paper runs out, I'm left blind. I frantically search for things I can lend, plastics, cards, or fabrics I collect. I'll create my dreams onto anything, as long as it stops the sting and the ache in my head whenever I think. The emotion I feel with every brush, whether it's tears or a rush, tell a story I can never put into words, and they either look great or they're cut short. Just like my stories, I was told not to stay poor.
Receiving praise. I think it's funny how some people don't realise how talented they really are, or believe what others say to them. Well, thinking about it, this sounds a lot like me. Putting pen to paper feels great. I know I can do it, but sharing it is harder. Feeling inadequate compared to the others. I hesitate. I don't want to share. There's a better. Why am I here? I share it anyway. Not proud of the work that I have produced. That's great. Well done. Excellent piece of work. The way you read is amazing. It's not. Why do they say those things? I can't believe that my work is really any good. The thing is, I'm just not used to praise at all. I wonder if this will ever change.
City of Strangers. I stand alone watching people walk by. In my own world, I zone out, not knowing who I am, where I am. I back away when people are close, as if I'm contagious. Feeling like a disease, I shut myself off from the world. My own body, I don't trust. My mind tricks me. Lying, saying the world would be better off without me. Confused, whether to believe or ignore it. I ache to hear an answer. The only suggestions I hear are evil. I don't know where to turn. I don't know anyone around me. But that isn't my problem. It's the voices in my head, little a city of strangers.
Past. I'm not worried about confrontation, bruised and bloody, lack of concentration. I think I'm funny, but I can't figure out the equation. I'm not a racist, I don't care if you're black or Asian, British or Jamaican, middle finger up to the people that are hating. Annoyed from lack of communication, way too much talent for me to be wasting. I keep dreaming of this vision, mad at my dad because he never took me fishing. Went away for years and I thought that he was missing, but he was too busy sniffing coke in the kitchen. Resented him for violence towards women. Feels like a triathlon, now I drown while swimming. They say happiness is the key to winning, so understand the laughter behind the pain that I'm bringing.
Eight and a half stone. Four stone, what happened to me? This disease took over my body, left me with a rattling ribcage, thigh gaps, and a weird happiness. I felt beauty, but why did I collapse? Why did I die when I felt the best? I was the worst. Now I am 8 and a half stone. I feel horrible in my own skin. My rib cage still rattles, but it isn't enough for me. I don't understand.
Is that where my home is? The grease that fills my hair and the cramps from the frosty cold, developing chilblains in my feet from the holes beneath my soul. Where is my home? I'm always hungry as there's never food, bar the odd sandwich here and there, that runs the risk of dealing with strangers, talking by my makeshift bed, scaring away the dreams in my head. Where is my home? What is it here with the constant tears and the conflict within my head? My heart aches for something more, no matter how unknown. But my trials and errors only make things worse in this godforsaken home. Where is my home? But then I meet a nice kind woman bearing the label of a worker, and so my hopes are lifted, but not for long, as she is moved on by my scared mother. Where is my home? Though I have a roof and water in the taps, the fear of how long can never be exact. My feelings won't affect the ways of that life, and the hope from my dreams are left from my mind. The drugs, the strangers, the stress and abuse. Is that where my home is? For my tears don't possess.
Thank you. A Riddler in a hoodie and sweats with the potential energy to flip a beat like the best. Feel the effects. I'm a man who's obsessed. And it's not about threats. Now I'm feeling possessed. So don't put your head down, there ain't no time for no rest. You gotta give it all you got until there ain't nothing left. Get sick of being off and on. Fuck it though, you'll soon be gone. You're just another citizen who's getting shitted on. But I can't just claim you pissed off. When life's been giving you deep shots, you'll end up down the cheap scotch. You're failing tests like ink blocks. They claim the fuel to lift up. Kick off, eyes turn red, my stars to froth. This gave away, it's time to stop. Take lanes away and what you got. Achilles' brain is firing rot. Which people trade their lives for rock? You've been there, I'm guessing not. I've become accustomed to hatred, so I'm waiting for someone to say shit. The kid that Satan created, irritated, sacred, a waste to get belated with creation. Cause rhyming's a sedation. I'll disappear for months, come back when egos need deflating. This is all we do, that's it, nothing left. In 20 years, he plans on dying. Clutching a back of cess, that's what most of us say when you ask about dying days. When rap won't get you paid, no matter, MCs get slayed. Not used to being on stage, used to hide beyond shade. Alone in the dark, crouching behind the lampshade. Hiding away, so then my colours fade. It's all the same shit, it's just another day. I'm an enigma. The Riddler in a hoodie and sweats with the potential energy to flip a beat like the best. Feel the effects. I'm a man who's obsessed. And it's not about threats. Now I'm feeling possessed. So don't put your head down. There ain't no time for no rest. You gotta give it all you got until there ain't nothing left. Then you ain't got a buck left. I'm just trying to do what's best. But I gotta be honest, I think I'm having a relapse. The voice is returned like I really thought that last. What's that? Need a U-turn, go back to where this all started. But I'm not feeling great, so I don't wanna rap half-hearted. I'm probably in the wrong place. This wasn't my idea. What verse is this? Free dope. Fuck it, bye, see ya.
Father's Day, why do you do this to me? Say you love me, but secretly hate me more. Well, it's not a secret. You shout it in my face constantly. Why do you do this to me? Promise me things, but break them instantly. You broke them instantly. You broke my mind, my heart, my soul. Why do you do this to me? Say you'll change, but you never do. Why do you fucking do it? Why do you do this to me? Say you'll be a better father, but you turned into a stranger.
My family. I've had a lot of ups and downs, and most people don't help, they just pull me down. Like my pikey-ass family who think they're middle class, and my sister's snobby shit because she's looking through frosted glass. My mum has been through worse, and that's the end of that, so don't talk about your problems, because hers are all fact. You didn't go through this, I did, and you're overreacting, not trans. But I'm proud of you, just you missed a good kid list, of course. And to my brother, I'm not even family, because my nan took me in. So who cares if I'm pinned against the cupboard, because I didn't put a spoon in the sink. But regardless of who's gone mad because of the drugs they're not addicted to, I'm lucky to have what I have. But there are two people brave enough to smash the frosted glass, and that's Tony and my super supportive dad.
Blood of victory. The metal scrapes my skin, a temporary sense of relief. A different kind of pain, but I don't know what to believe. My brain tells me it's my fault. I try to keep it quiet. My mind goes back and forth, not knowing if I can deny it. The doubts still occur, much less than before. I prefer to lock them away, to keep them behind the door. Much less scratching, fewer cuts. I try to stop harming and keep my victorious blood.
The sun beats down and colours my skin, but she doesn't notice. She's still sleeping. As stars fall from the sky, I sit and question why. Not why do the stars fly, but why can't my mother see that she'll die if she continues to bottle it up and swallow it down? She thinks she never even saw the crown, but she won it twice in 93 and 96. Now all she sees is first place falling to bits, becoming sick and losing it. See, whereas she bottled it up and swallowed it down, I crushed it down and snorted it up, popped pills, drank cider and pushed my luck. When I was in a rut, she lifted me up, not knowing the battle I was fighting. She gave me life not once but twice, gave me her lungs but I wore them out. Now this broken glass on the floor, created from years of us smashing bottles against walls, left shards of glass that block my path. I can't cross in these worn out soles of my muddy shoes. But maybe if we stop wasting time on the enemy, the one that intoxicates you and me, we can fix our broken souls and safely make it home. The sun beats down and birds are singing. She's next to me. She's listening. Sipping coffee and watching the river flow. Where we will go next, we do not know. But we know where we've been. We completed the road of recovery, despite the glass cutting our feet. Never again will I turn her into my life support machine and bleed her clean. Instead, I will be the air in her lungs and the passion in her heart. And she'll remind me to be kind to my skin. For my attempts to out the bad are just helping Warren.
What if? I've come far from narcotics. I see my life as a new topic. I've opened up and become more philosophic. I took my bad attitude and dropped it. Excuse the language, but I started thinking, fuck it. I was uncomfortable in my own skin. I went with the past and I realised that's not the thing. I'd worry about my future and ignored my passion to sing. Annoyed that I couldn't even afford a candy ring. I pulled my finger out and got a job on the bins. Not the best smiles and it's embarrassing. But it's all about the money and the stuff that I can bring to the girl that I love and to my family. I'm sick of being angry and I've grown as a person and I'm happy that I can say it. I'd remember you all if I ever became famous.
New friendship. I met you as a stranger, not knowing anything about you, not even your name. As time went by, we learnt more about each other, growing closer. Eventually, I took you as a friend, something that we both thought was very strange. We enjoy each other's company, there when we need each other. This is unfamiliar territory for both of us. It feels great. I'm honoured to call you my friend. I hope our long friendship will never end.
Home. My home is my haven, a place where I am my own. The place where I feel safe, a place to be alone, but rarely lonely. My mind can finally be set free from dealing with the outside. A place where I feel pride. Home is no one to judge me, whatever I want to do. Writing, music, no one to stop me. Somewhere to sing at the top of my lungs, shut up is never heard. Pen to paper to my heart's content, deep into the night. Home is the key in the door, locking the whole world out. The click of the lock as it is turned, reassuring me that people aren't around. No feeling of embarrassment, no prying eyes lies to tell. Home is wanting to stay in, but also wanting friends. The place of my freedom and the space of who I now am.
C-I-T-Y-L-I-F-E, suck your mind. Real life steals minds while my head's been crushed inside. Ill style, real life, felt and drenched my silver smile. Situations infiltrating, dictated persuasions. For taking temptations, debating is blatantly basic. The racist get paid to put people with problems in cages. A good pace, let's float away waving. On a day trip to Teresa and David's amazing. Walk a mile in my shoes, pop your feet in my train as it shapeshifts. But it's real like an alien spaceship, a dream that's as lost as the Matrix. I scream and it's got up a chunk of my wages. I breathe up a chunk of my wages to speed up the process. The potholes in pavement, this nonsense is waving. Yet the street that I'm faced with, it's as clean as a console gone 8-bit. I feel like I sponsored a posh kid to waste it, to spunk it and blaze it, dusted and naked. And they wonder why kids are cropping skunk in the basement. Dumb little pagans. The mile's now running, you can undo my laces. Kids are putting guns to their faces.
What?
puff on tons of drugs till my lungs are enabled. Spun like a dreidel, crust on a bagel. Lunch at substantial, not a crumb to their table. Our rice flats, biggity back to back, terrace flocks. Cheap can of cider and we bring our relevant skeletons right regular, mean nothing to like anyone. A regiment of plastic beggars slum, drugged up and desperate. Spare a penny in the cups where they never ever say good fella. Thanks a bunch, cause enough is never enough. Trust when you're picking it up, son. Sweating, dancing, and blood clumps. Subs get headed and runs tons. Several kids get mud strong. Tugs and rocks up. Funds, drugs, and beggars mixed together like a celery young buds. Rung up heather and mum drug. Like, come get me a fuck top. Come collect me, I'm done, cuz I've injected and stuff subs. I gotta get away, cause I'm fed up with this.
Rough buzz, tough love.
Back to the standard. Back of the whip. Big bottle of Jack. Couple skanks want a bit. Piss people off. I got beef with Banner. Tell my kids to go suck their nana. Mad ass swagger. Switch it up quick with the
my kid.
Yo, I'm swigging, I'm a retin from a cup. I chips. Bidging on Prosecco with my untie kicks. I'm winding, it's the skunk I whiff. In the baddest ghetto, one that slum like shit.
Comes to bust my lips.
Socks fighting, I work in a club grinding. While tumbling around, it's Mr. Masher. Drunk and rowdy screams whilst I'm stumbling down the street with some bobbed up powder rings under my nose. I get lost when I rip and twist the cap off. Get it pure breathing. Siren spinning. My brain's going flippity biggity boom bang, rippity skippity bat shit, fat lip, black hair, eyelids twitching. Dust myself twice in my dusty dirty kitchen.
Listen,
boom bang, rippity skippity biggity flippity pow. You're locked into my genius pirate sound. Check, watch how ripped off hip hop slip, not my mixed up sing songs, give that big zop.
Start off, I'm dropping the hatchet. Feel too sick, think I'm relapsing. I want to chill in the villa relaxing. Been writing for years but never done much rapping. I want to stand an ovation, the audience clapping, to promote the words without people chatting. When the pen's to the page, it's like an adrenaline rage. Dreamt of roaring off a stage, don't discredit due to my age. I need to sort priorities on a monthly wage. Been fucked up since day and I know it's not the way. But screw your negativity. I don't care for what people have to say. We live in a world where you're judged for being gay. But for what you have to say... Sorry, I messed that. Should I start from the start?
Yeah.
To start off, I'm dropping the hatchet. Feel too sick, think I'm relapsing. Want to chill in the villa relaxing. Been writing for years but never done much rapping. I want to stand an ovation, the audience clapping, to promote the words without people chatting. When the pen's to the page, it's like an adrenaline rage. Dreamt of roaring off a stage, so don't discredit due to my age. Need to sort priorities on a monthly wage. Been fucked up since day, I know it's not the way, but screw your negativity. I don't care for what you have to say. We live in a world where you're judged for being gay, beloved if you're wasted time for selling class A's. It's not classy, all these fuckers are spiteful and nasty. You're shoveling more coke up your nose than I've had pasties. Sort your shit and get a job in a factory. Who cares about your fake drug mastery? Your attitude stinks like blue cheese. This is based off experience loosely. You gotta stop thinking you're Bruce Lee and shut up for your excuse, please.
A friend to all. I'll be there for you when tears are streaming down your face. I'll be right by your side when you are smiling and laughing. I'll be there to see you when you're happy and high on life. I'll walk the same road with you when you are feeling down. I am a shoulder to lean, cry and laugh on. I don't mind. I'm here for you all.
Loveless. Who knew that my childhood diet wasn't normal? Who knew only eating noodles, coffee and coke every day could be so damaging? Turning an adult and starting to eat normal, discovering it will make my gums split and fuck my stomach. I thought my mate's parents made a special effort for me, cooking nice things because they knew I was coming to eat. Trying pasta bake for the first time is the best, but you never want to stop. And the amount of cakes I've now tried, I didn't know about this stuff. Chicken burgers are really nice too. Vegetables. The white trees and the green trees and peas. I love peas. And those long things with a flower bud on the end. Oh yes, asparagus. Sausages. Oh, I love a sausage sandwich with hash browns and eggs. I tried a lime the other day. I put it in every drink I have. I like slurping up each individual segment. They're great.
Ready for independence. Am I really ready for independence? I've been questioning this. I have never truly been on my own. There's always been people around. Staff to help or intervene. Am I ready to lose that? I appreciate everything they have done, but do I still really need them? No, I don't think I do. I love being a young, strong, independent woman. To be honest, I was never afraid to be one, or to be on my own. Why should that be any different now? Embrace it. It's a new chapter in my life.
Do my eyes deceive me, or has a child been placed upon me? Blood, sweat and tears, my baby boy is here. As I weep with joy, my baby boy, I gaze upon you in your father's big hands. So tiny and petite, my heart is now complete. At £7.2, all we need is you. My path wasn't clear. Daniel, you're my everything, everything I live for. From love you were made, and you made me. Now in a home, a family we can be. With a home to call our own, we can laugh, play and learn. Finally, a family of my own.
We get war and regret, war for stress, it's either fortune or debt. We all need more than we get, war and regret, war for stress, it's either fortune or debt.
My sanity, everyone's panicking and I'm not waiting.
Yo, I'm sick of having someone pass me a harness. Bit darkness to resurrect my rotting carcass. Worth a fuck, but I don't know what a fuck's worth, so fuck it. To be cold to the summit, and it bumps upon the budget. Caught up in the clutches, what if I had the money and brushes? Probably appointing judges, make good on all of my grudges. I'd be pretty fucking destructive for a good aid in charge of crutches. Get productive, then abducted. Engage in the rhymes while I brush it. Get duct tape, now you're fucking. Loved it till your mum split back to the tape that is ducted. Rum drink past the toothache, now I'm undid. Like a numb bit when it's done with. At the same time, whilst he's hunching. They're begging for a rescue, spending taxes on my debut. New MPs holding M2s, abusing all of my venues. Losing my shit because I pay dues.
War and regret, war for success, it's either fortune or death.
Keeping my sanity, everyone's panicking and I'm not waiting.
We all need more than we get, war and regret, war for success, it's either fortune or death.
Keeping my sanity, everyone's panicking and I'm not waiting.
Would we sat in our place with a glass of Tropicana? Bananas, iguavas, iguanas, piranhas. I'm one on one back chilling, whipping up the stickiest, pip of shit, marijuana in. Camouflage khaki shorts, I'm banging Versace all day long with a fucking Armani bong. Your ugly Hirachi sock, rumming the Barbie slot, push the Ferraris, clunk. Skokies get chucked out the window at a bit, but before I even started
to park it up. Sell the arse or buzz. Let's say I won't be just fight anybody drinks in the log and crunk like a karate club. Wrestle crap hard, you punch. I'm telling Mike Tyson that he's hench, but he's hardly buff. Maverick, fella, degenerate, I want. Watermelon sessions and a lemon floating in my gin and tonic and vomit. If I stop feeds on a linen cloth, cotched at the top of my top. Come on, come and clean it up. Fuck it, I can lick it up. Swill it in your mouth till it's in your gut. It's about to get cheeky. Run up in the dance like rah-ha-ha-ha-ha. It's freaky. I'll be pumping it so easy. Be bonning, puck up pants. I'll be rushing off the CD. See me. I will put my... through the TV screen, that ET species. I wanna cut up orange in a motherfucking kiwi. Sambuca shots under lovely sunny beach tree. Dreaming. Yo, I want my cupboards full up and I want my cupboards heaving. I wanna be full of grapes like every other evening. Pineapple daiquiris and now do I fuck even have to pay for my heating. Dreaming, seasoning, foods getting picked up with fine silver cutlery. Plump as peaches, son, I'm getting drunk as fuck for free buggery. On a regular basis, basic. Bubba beam and blaze it.
It hits, I feel a rush like the beat compels me. The adrenaline filled us up like the heat could melt me. Till it's lights, action, get your cameras flashing. Lightning struck stranding, your brains are crash landing. I'm sick of y'all watching me, I'm tired of fucking swearing. Lost my grip, overbearing. Thoughts coming up of going crazy like the Joker. Go back to my place, jump in the bath to win a toaster. Till I start to convulse, shake, sweat, lose the pulse. Stick my neck with bolts like Frankenstein applying jolts. Terrorize the fire bolts with a verbal assault before applying soap. Yo, I need a breath, hope. A cigarette bit of soaking, cut the dick with a friend who's skulking. Make me swallow the fucking whole thing, so my brains keep popping the pulse. Hurricane, I'm just a dropping. Whispers seem convulsed inside lines like Jimmy Olsen. Fuck a pig like Winnie Scrotum.
We all need more than we get. War and regret. War forces to stress, it's either fortune or death.
Keeping my sanity, everyone's panicking and I'm not waiting.
We all need more than we get. War and regret. War forces to stress, it's either fortune or death.
Keeping my sanity, everyone's panicking. And I'm not waiting.
New dirty with the violence and drugs. Who bought me? I'll make them sirens go nuts. Oh, what? New dirty with the violence and drugs. Who bought me? I'll make them sirens go nuts. I got you to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because the Sean of shocking is back for your house. None of nudity with the violence and drugs. When the bass be kicking, I wanna be sky high. Tripping, I wanna describe guys I right side. Cause my eyesight's different and I'm lively as fuck. I spy fibbers, bye bye diddums. High life, fine life, tried life, didn't work out properly. Remember when I come in with that? Flippity floppity, winning monopoly, got to be dropping. I'm bringing a ring and I'm bringing a wickedest dress and obviously. Well, I'm rugged, rugged.
No one else believes. I want to prove them wrong. I will not take after the family of hate. Swim, run, fly. Right away from what people think I'll become. I am my own person. Will never hide behind the personality of them or anyone. I will make myself proud, even if no one else believes.